Welcome to Hearts and Sciences, the podcast devoted to your success as a researcher and your happiness as a human being. If you tuned in to the last episode, we took a walk together to boost resilience. Today, we're going to write together to overcome resistance. So what I'm inviting you to do is to use this podcast episode as a warm-up to your academic writing. We'll do a quick breathwork exercise and then a few short writing prompts to access your motivation, your focus, and your flow. So get your pen and paper ready. I do recommend doing this longhand. Go ahead and grab that and then get settled in your space. Find a comfortable position. Your feet can be on the floor. Your arms relax by your side or maybe in your lap. And go ahead and close your eyes for a moment. Let's take a deep breath in through the nose, filling the lungs completely. And then open mouth, exhale, letting go of tension in your body. And another long, deep inhale. Find more capacity. And with this exhale, take a little sigh. And then continuing to breathe in and out through the nose now. And just scan your body. Notice where you may be holding tension. And with your exhale, just melt that tension, let it roll off of you. So as you continue to inhale and exhale, key into a feeling of gratitude. Call to mind one thing you're feeling grateful for today. That could be your health. That could be sunshine outside. It could be someone you love. Anything that brings this feeling of gratitude into your heart, into your body. So continuing to breathe and cultivate this feeling. And then one more big, full inhale. And as you exhale, blink your eyes open, reach for your notebook and pen. And the first question is, what is the most important writing task in front of you? So this could relate to an article, to a grant proposal, any kind of writing you've got to do that maybe feels a little bit daunting. And first, just give a name to the task. Give it a title. Succinct and descriptive. Draft specific aims or draft literature review or outline article. Write that down. And now define completion for this task. How will you know when it's done? If you had handed it off to someone else, how would you know they had actually completed it? And describe those metrics. So we're writing that down now. I will know this is done when. And now this next piece is more imaginative. Go beyond finishing this task and take yourself to having completed the entire project that it relates to. And go past that. See the project succeeding. Your results, your findings, your insights reaching exactly who they need to reach. Being implemented, being used, and making a difference. In the absolute best case, beyond your wildest dream scenario, what would that involve? What would actually change? Pick one thing that you can see in your imagination. And now write that down. Now, wrapping up what you're writing, and we'll do our final writing task for this warm-up, and that is to identify the next micro step. So what is the absolutely smallest step you could take that would advance this task? And whatever comes to you first, see if you can break it down into something even smaller. That one next action, aim for something that's 5 minutes or less. It could even be opening the file. So write down what that next micro step is going to be. You got it? Now close your notebook and go do it.